Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I was here until 5:30 yesterday morning, ignoring evacuation orders, thinking that a garden hose and some stupid defiance, and I do mean stupid, might help save the place I live in. And something went right. The winds changed. The embers went the other way. And for now, my place is safe.
It's December 11th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. The Franklin fire is still barely contained at all.
Malibu is really a small town at heart. The homes that have been lost or damaged are people we know.
Power is out across a chunk of the city.
Checking for damage and making sure that they are safe to restore power.
And the missing woman from Maui gets in touch with her family, finally. It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Up to more than 4,000 acres, Franklin Fire in Malibu. Good news is conditions improved throughout Wednesday, four firefighters with the wind dying down earlier than expected. Still at the time of recording this, just 7% containment, though, so not much at all. 12,000 people under mandatory evacuation orders, others under evacuation warnings. Pepperdine University had another shelter-in-place order overnight that got lifted early Wednesday morning. No injuries still. That's the fortunate part. We know seven structures destroyed, nine damaged. Here's the mayor of Malibu, Doug Stewart.
Malibu is really a small town at heart. Our residents know each other, and we are truly a community as opposed to only a place to live. The homes that have been lost or damaged are people we know. For many of us, every street that had a loss or was at risk had someone living there that we know personally. Our hearts go out to neighbors, and the city will do all it can to help them recover.
Still don't really know the cause of the fire, but it started Monday night when the Santa Ana's kicked up. It grew very quickly. Led to those evacuation orders for thousands. Pete Demetrio's out there, and he talked to some people who are counting their blessings after the fire moved right by their homes.
Some homes suffered only minor damage to landscape or trees. A few were totally destroyed in the Cerro Retreat community. Bill Pruitt has lived here for the last 10 years. He had his own close encounter with the Franklin fire Tuesday morning.
Well, I was here until 5:30 yesterday morning, ignoring evacuation orders, thinking that a garden hose and some stupid defiance, and I do mean stupid, might help save the place I live in. And something went right. The winds changed. The embers went the other way. And for now, my place is safe. So I'm looking at what's left for the first time.
Most neighbors, he said, view what happened with a combination of shock and a little relief, looking at the totally denuded hillsides, but at the same time looking at the majority of the homes that survived and appreciating the work firefighters did in saving them. Now comes the next phase, cleanup, repair, heavy rains that could cause mudslides throughout this group of homes.
A lot of people across Malibu still don't have power. My colleague Natalie Tavidian has been looking into that part of the story.
Southern California Edison says it's actively inspecting power circuits in the Malibu area to restore electricity to thousands of residents. But there is no clear timeline for when power will be fully restored, says spokesperson Diane Castro.
It really comes down to the Southern California Edison crews patrolling the circuits, you know, on the ground, in the area, checking for damage and making sure that they are safe to restore power. So right now we're actively inspecting those circuits, you know, in the Santa Monica Mountain area in and around Malibu and restoring power as soon as it is safe to do so.
She says SCE has cut power for safety reasons, including firefighter and public safety. And despite some homes having underground power lines, they remain without power because those are connected to above ground lines. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We're going to talk a little more about a way to protect your home in these kinds of situations coming up later in the show. But first, some other news. Update on Hana Kobayashi, the woman from Maui who went missing back in November, but was never really missing because the police saw her crossing into Mexico and said she didn't want to be found. Well, now she's finally gotten in touch with her family. According to TMZ, a family member talked to her today. She reassured them that she's safe. The family saying now they're relieved and grateful that the LAPD found that Hana was safe, and they're asking for privacy as they heal and process it all. Statement from the LAPD, we're happy to learn Hannah's been found safe. Now that we have this new information, this has become a private matter, and we will wrap up our investigation. The outdoor dining program in the city of LA has been extended by a year. The Alfresco program, business owners with those temporary permits can get a permanent outdoor dining permit through a new process. In addition, more than $1 million in funding is being made available for restaurants who need support and relief against those permitting fees as the restaurants have to pay to transition into that permanent program. There's a new report out on hate crimes. It says they continue to go up, particularly against three different groups.
The LA County Commission on Human Relations says there were 1,350 hate crimes in the county last year. That's up more than 400 from the year before.
This 45% increase in hate crimes followed 3 years of double-digit increases.
Robin Toma is with the commission. They report Black people were the target of the most hate crimes at 320.
Anti-LGBT crimes rose 48%, reaching 256. This was the largest number ever documented.
And hate crimes against Jewish people nearly doubled to 242. And mind you, these are hate crimes, not hate incidents.
That's our colleague Emily Valdez. We talked yesterday with a guy who had used gel to protect his house against the fire. He said he learned that a few years ago. And we wanted to know more about how that works with the Franklin fire burning out there now. It's a fireproof gel that actually provides a physical barrier. Dave Evriff is the owner of a company called Primo Pumps and Fire Equipment.
Barricade gel is a hydrating polymer. It's been around for over 25 years. The inventor discovered it based upon baby diapers absorbing moisture. And what it does is it sticks to a surface and holds water in suspension, so it creates a thermal layer that protects structures from heat and from flames. And it'll stay wet for anywhere from 8 to 24 hours, depending upon various conditions like humidity and moisture in the air and wind and heat temperature. And it'll create a good thermal barrier that'll protect a home from impinging flames and embers. It's been used extensively throughout California and around the country.
Yeah, 8 to 24 hours. So the trick is to have it on hand when the fire is coming.
This would be used right during a fire event because it's only going to stay wet for anywhere from 8 to 24 hours. You need to apply it before you evacuate. Or if you're in a long distance away and you got embers falling, you might want to apply it while you're still staying and sheltering in place until the fire comes and you do evacuate. But it's not a long-term thing. It's something you apply at the time of the event.
He says it's like painting your house when you coat your home in this gel. An applicator strong enough to do that is probably going to run you about $1,500. He says it's been approved by the U.S. Forest Service because it's safe for the environment. How would you like to own your own piece of the city of Los Angeles? There's a bunch of land, apparently, that the city's going to let people bid on early next year. Council member Bob Blumenfield talked about it with Craig Figner.
So there are 92 remnant parcels of all different sizes across Los Angeles. The city's not using them.
This report is identifying 92 really small little pieces of L.A. that are not being used. And it'll be available. So for some people, this will be a great opportunity to pick up a little piece of land next to their property.
Some of these parcels, at least the way I read it, they're kind of oddball shaped. They're small sizes.
Yeah, I mean, generally, the city's not holding on to properties that are of great value. And by putting this list together of 92 properties, we're saying to the public and notifying, and there'll be notifications sent to adjacent landowners, hey, these properties are on the market. Take a look. City always needs money, so great that this money would help the city. But this is not about solving the city's deficit. This is small potatoes as far as that goes.
Yeah, apparently the last time LA sold off surplus property like this, it generated about $2 million. A life-saving freebie at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas this weekend. It's coming up next.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, at the time we are recording this, there's still a limited number of tickets to Almost Acoustic Christmas, 33 years strong, at the Forum this weekend. You've got Smashing Pumpkins, 311, Beck, Jimmy Eat World, a really great lineup this year. Something else you might also get there, a way to potentially save a life.
K-Rock's Megan Holliday is open about her past opiate addiction and now long-term recovery.
Jen and I just kind of came together because we had lost a lot of people from fentanyl and opioid overdose.
Megan has teamed up with producer Jed Rhine, also in recovery. They started a nonprofit called Life of the Party.
And we just kind of realized how big of an uptick there was of this going on in the country, you know, being the number one killer of adults under 50.
They give out free Narcan at concerts and festivals.
This is about being a hero in the situation. You are the person that is the responsible most likely.
The Narcan, not necessarily for drug users, and the booth won't be a buzzkill.
We're going to have fun, cute little stuff, even candy at the table. So, you know, we know how to kind of invite our people in. And
We got swag.
K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is this Saturday.
And again, Ticketmaster.com. Tickets still available, at least at the time of recording this. Can't guarantee that'll be the case by the time you hear it. And that's the LA Local for this 11th of December, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app. Search for KNX News to follow us there. Follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.